Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make any meaningful life work. I'm delighted to be part of the Dr. Pat lineup, and thank you for listening. Today, we learned from Kelly Sullivan Walden, a dream expert and dream coach. This is Maureen St. Germain, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Friday. I'm international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. I work with individuals providing insightful information from their guides through my connections to their Akashic records. I wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and have taught that progressive manifestation workshop of the same name since 1994. Our customers tell us that their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the information in The Secret. I've also taught the Flower of Life workshop and Merkaba meditation for over 15 years and have released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. My company, Transformational Enterprises, developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Elo Mandalas. I also write for Danyon Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetic. Each week on this show, I intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire and grow your connection with the universe and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Each week, you will learn tools and tips from our guests that you can use right now. So today, I'd like to welcome Kelly Sullivan Walden, a certified clinical hypnotherapist and dream coach. She specializes in empowering people to live their dream life. Kelly is the author of the best-selling book, I Had the Strangest Dream, the Dreamer's Dictionary for the 21st Century, and has appeared as a dream expert on numerous television, news, and radio programs, and has been featured in the U.S. Weekly, L.A. Times, Women's Day, Cosmopolitan, Bride, 17, and the Chicago Tribune. Past president of the L.A. chapter of the Women's National Book Association, Kelly is a NGO delegate to the United Nations. Kelly is the creator-founder of the Dream Project, an educational program that inspires students, grades 6 through 12, to discover solutions to the United Nations Millennium Development Goals. Last September, Kelly had the honor of speaking at the United Nations, and this year the Dream Project has been nominated for a CTAUN Award, Teton Award. Kelly and her husband, Dana, divide their time between the hustle-bustle of Los Angeles and the serenity of a 40-acre ranch outside Santa Fe, New Mexico. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you so much, Maureen. It's such a pleasure to get to connect with you this morning.
Great. So as a dream coach and a dream expert, is your book like an A to Z, or was that two books?
It is kind of like two books. There is an A to Z. It is a dreamer's dictionary with over 3,000 dream symbols that I suggest what the interpretation of those symbols would be. And then the front part of the book is kind of my dream philosophy and the why bother interpreting dreams, why, you know, what your dreams are telling you, kind of my overall interpretation of why we dream.
So it is. And why is it important to dream?
There's so many reasons, and I know that I'm preaching to the choir when I speak to you, but you know that we're being communicated with constantly. Neil Donald Walsh, in his endorsement of my book, said that God is speaking to us all the time, whether we're awake or asleep. And sometimes what we hear or what we see or what we sense in our dreams is far beyond what our five senses can pick up. And that information that comes through our dreams, if we pay attention to it, can truly be transformative and up-level our consciousness and give us clues and cues about how to live our lives while we're here in a much more conscious and heavenly way. So to me, dreams are an expediter of our consciousness, and they're important in so many ways.
Now, one of the things that I teach, and I'm sure you have experience in this realm as well, is that there are certain time frames in the night time that people dream certain kinds of dreams. For example, there is a specific time that I have come to recognize for me is my prophecy time.
Ah. Do you think most of the time when I talk to people that say that they've been woken up at 3 or 4 in the morning, that seems to be the time when some of those most profound dreams come in? I don't know if that's always the case for everybody. What's the time for you? I'm really curious to know when you're...
Well, I'm not talking about profound dreams. I'm actually talking about prophecy, physical
right.
prophecy. So I do get profound dreams as well, but I'm suggesting that there's a specific time. And for me, it is early in the morning, and it is the last thing before I wake up for the day. So it isn't necessarily at 4 a.m., although it could be, because it might be that I wake up at 4 and then go back to sleep, and it's that dream.
Mm.
It is a prophecy dream.
Ah, so that's when you'll tend to predict what's going to happen, or you'll see things for other people during that time right before you wake up.
That's right.
Interesting.
That's right.
I think it would be worthwhile to really see what a lot of psychics, when they get their prophecies. I mean, I hear them come through at all different kinds of times, but
right.
I know for
well,
me,
I mean,
when... Go ahead.
This is one of the things that I imagine as a dream coach and expert, you're telling people to watch their patterns because they are at some point unique.
Thank you. Exactly. Everybody has a different way of doing it. And it is about your pattern. It is about your style. And I know for myself, and it seems to be, those dreams, I mean, for myself, there's been a number of dreams that get me up in the middle of the night. And it's always kind of like, okay, why, you know, can't I sleep in the middle of the night? Isn't that when I'm supposed to be sleeping? Not having these dreams that are profound or even predictive. But sometimes that's my style, and I've heard other people have had the same. I think it's probably more convenient. Your guides are probably nicer to you than mine are by letting you have those dreams right before you wake up in the morning. You get all your beauty sleep.
Well, now, a lot of people right about now who are listening are going to say, well, I don't dream. And I'm sure you've heard that 100 times.
A million times. And I tell people, of course, scientifically speaking, there's been studies from Harvard and Walter Reed Research that prove that everybody dreams between 5 to 9 dreams every single night. In fact, it's been proven that if we don't dream, then we develop psychotic tendencies. So if you're a relatively sane person and you're listening to this, then that means you dream regularly. The issue isn't about whether or not we dream. It's about whether or not we recall those dreams or pay attention to them.
So then that's the next thing. If a person doesn't remember their dreams, what can they do about it?
There's so many things. I'm glad you asked. One thing is first of all, to be aware that you want to dream. I tell people if you don't normally dream or you don't normally recall your dreams, let me rephrase that, then before you go to sleep, set the intention and ask the dream maker to help you recall your dream. So by setting the intention, that's the first part of it. I call it my Irish formula. So the I stands for intended. And then as you just go to sleep, and hopefully you'll sleep with a journal by your bed. And then before you get out of bed in the morning, you, without even moving your body, that's where the R comes in, and that's where you rehearse or replay the dreams or whatever pieces of the dream you can recall. You play them over several times. And then the I is that you do your best to integrate it into your body, or you think about how that applies to your life so that you've got a hook that will help you recall it later. And then the SH stands for share it with somebody or share it with at least your journal. So those are ways to be able to help you to remember your dreams.
Can you go back and explain something that you said?
Mm-hmm.
You talked about how it integrates, but if you can't remember, how can you integrate?
I'm assuming that if you intend it before you go to sleep, and then you're laying down and you're sleeping, and right before you wake up in the morning, there is usually a dream right there. Here's one little piece. Most people that are on the go, that are working 9 to 5, wake up to an alarm clock. And if that alarm clock is a blaring kind of an alarm clock, it'll usually totally jar your attention and have you forget your dreams. And I always say that it's like you're like the drawbridge between the magical world of enchantment to your mundane world. That drawbridge is closed and you can no longer access it. So if you have to use an alarm to wake up, I had to use one this morning to get up at 5:30. I suggest using an alarm that wakes you up gradually and softly and slowly. So I'm imagining and I'm assuming that if you wake up to a very gentle alarm and if you're laying in bed and you replay those little bit of memories that you have, even if it's just a couple of symbols, that you will then have something to integrate and then to share. So even if it's just one picture of a tree or a childhood friend or a purse or something, even something that doesn't make any sense to you, but if you can recall that piece of a symbol, and then you can integrate that, you can think about, well, where does that apply to my life, and then you share it, then that'll help be an anchor for you to be able to recall it later throughout the day. Does that make sense?
That's fabulous. That's just fabulous. So this is Maureen St. Germain. We are speaking with Kelly Sullivan Walden, who is a dream coach and specialist in dreams. She's written a book about dreams. And stay tuned, because as a teacher of dreams and information, she's going to tell us what the D thought is when we come back. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. I'll be right back.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
This summer is one of the most intense periods since the Great Depression. To assist with the challenges, show host Madeline Gerwick is offering summer specials on tools to increase your prosperity. Now through July 13th, Prosperity Class CDs are on sale for 35% off. The Business Anthology, Einstein's Business, Engaging Soul, Imagination, and Excellence in the Workplace is also on sale for a third off. Plus, her 2010 Good Timing Guide is available for $9 while supplies last. To get these tools at substantial savings, go to askmadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com. Or call toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Remember, the Prosperity Summer Specials are good only through July 13th.
I'm Don Brecky. I chose 2 years ago to get on the Take Shape for Life program. I lost 30 pounds and kept it off over 2 years. I have more energy. I get out of bed without backaches. It's been a life changer.
Hi, I'm Dale Gardner. With the Take Shape for Life program, me and my wife lost 90 pounds together, and that was 2 years ago, and we feel great.
Get healthy with the Take Shape for Life program. Get clinically tested products from Medifast and support from a free certified health coach. Visit simpletolose.com to learn more.
Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Hi, welcome back. This is Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to make every day, a day of heaven on earth. Today, I'm interviewing Kelly Sullivan Walden, a certified clinical hypnotherapist and dream coach who specializes in empowering people to live their dream life. So, Kelly, we left everyone hanging with what is the D spot? D as in dream. What does that mean?
Yes, D as in dream. But I noticed that when I talk about dreams, it's never just about dreams. I say, even though I love dreams and the symbols and the language of our dreams, it's fascinating to me. But really, in and of itself, it's not about dreams. It's about how our dreams can help us to discover and connect with our highest destiny. So I talk about how the D spot is the intersection of our nighttime dreams, our daytime desires, and our highest destiny. But really, destiny is from my perspective, really what the pulsating D-spot is. And I'll define that if that's not clear. Shall I?
I think that's great. I love alliteration, and alliteration is the combination of multiple words that all begin with the same letter. So the D-spot is, say it again.
It's the intersection of nighttime dreams, daytime desires, and highest destiny.
Okay, that's fabulous. Just fabulous.
Thank you.
Now, sometimes you talk about helping people dream, and I get the feeling, well, it's more like helping people fulfill their dreams when we talk about what is it that you really want to do, or what is it that you really believe in, or what is it your passion?
Exactly.
And
well,
so even talk to us about that.
So actually, yeah, it's... From the highest perspective, when I do my dream workshops, I ask people to connect with what they imagine the essence of their highest destiny to be. So that's not necessarily about, you know, the awards that you'll win or about the great partner that you'll find or the wealth that you'll accumulate, but more of the essence of what you're capable of being and exploring in this lifetime. So I ask people to imagine as if there was a point on the horizon that represents this highest destiny. And usually people describe that point as being a place where they're fully enlightened, where they're completely awake, where they're filled with joy, and they're connected to all the love in this universe, but they're still in human form. And that usually expresses itself creatively in some way that applies uniquely to them. So I say, okay, take a snapshot of that in your mind, and that is actually the D-spot. And your nighttime dreams are helping you to arrive at that point, as are your daytime desires. Everything is conspiring on behalf of you arriving at the D-spot, that highest destiny.
I like it. So tell me a success story, somebody that stands out for you, came to you for assistance, what you did, what they did, like that.
Wow, there's many, many, many. There's here's one that, oh my goodness. Well, here's one that just came in yesterday. And I don't know that this is fully played out yet, but I'll give you an example. This woman has been struggling with a relationship that has been, in my opinion, not healthy for her. And yet she was so in love with him that she was unable to detangle from him. So she has a dream that she and he are on a boat out in the middle of the ocean. And all of a sudden it begins to take off and it turns into a plane. And they're on an airplane and she gets up on the airplane and she says to stretch her legs. And as she's walking on the airplane, she realizes that it's like a double Dutch airplane. And there's a ladder or a stairway that leads up to a higher place on the plane. And that leads to a higher place. And it leads up to about 5 different floors on this airplane. And while she's up on this airplane, she meets, there's all these people up there that are fabulous. It's like a party of the most amazing men and women and just beautiful souls that she never could have imagined existed. And she realizes that it's time for the plane to land, and she has to go back to where she was seated next to this guy. But all of them say, don't forget about us and come back. And she says, oh, great, I will. So she does come back and she buckles herself in and she basically wakes up at that point. But as we were talking and as she was describing her dream, she said that it gave her the feeling that even though she's still buckled into this relationship, she's still kind of attached to him emotionally, represented by the water, and on even a few higher planes, a level of higher playing field, so to speak, she realized her dream was showing her that she's got much greater options available than just this guy, that she thought he was the be-all, end-all, but there's a whole other playing field on a higher plane, quote-unquote, than she had even thought. So it helped to give her... So she's in the process of detaching from this guy now that she knows that there may be more options for her.
Fabulous. That's a fabulous example. I love it.
And there are other examples of people that have had healing dreams, too, where they've been really sick, not knowing why or what, and the dream has revealed that. I can give you an example of that. I don't know if there's time, but go on.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
There's someone really close to me, actually, that had a dream that there was a worm being pulled out of the side of his nose by a bird. And he noticed when he woke up in the morning that there was a little teeny mole on his nose in the place in his dream where the bird pecked this worm out. And luckily, a very good friend of his is a dermatologist, so he just paid kind of a casual visit. And the guy did a graph and realized it was cancer. And he pulled in, he booked a session and booked an appointment and pulled out a worm-sized tumor that could have taken over his whole face. And the dream helped him catch it just in time.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So, as we look into this, what are some of the tips that people can use to help them interpret their dreams? And you know what else we need to do before we go too much further is we need to give people your website. And it is www.ihadthestrangestdream.com.
Correct.
www.ihadthestrangestdream.com.
Yes.
And then go ahead and answer that question if you would.
Sure. And the name of the book, by the way, is I Had the Strangest Dream after the title of the website. And I actually, when it comes to dream interpretation, I tell people one way to be able to interpret them is through this formula that I call SADDLE, S-A-D-L-E. And really quick, I tell people to pay attention to the symbols in their dream. So, for example, the dream that I was just describing about the airplane, the symbol would be the airplane, the boyfriend, the boat, the stairway, and the party of people on the higher plane. So those are the symbols. Pay attention to those. And then pay attention to what those the A in SADDLE stands for, what your association with those symbols. So what does a plane mean to you? What does a boat mean to you? What does that guy mean to you? To you personally. And then D stands for referencing that symbol in the dictionary, just so you can see if there's a greater or larger perspective than you might have given, than you might have thought of. So it might just additionalize that. So that's the D. And then the L stands for how does this relate to my life? So, for example, for the woman that had the dream, she knows that she's trying to detangle from this not healthy relationship. So that's how the guy related to her. And she does travel a lot, so airplanes are a potent symbol for her for things taking off, and she always feels really successful when she flies. And then the E, which is the most important part, stands for emotion. What's the feeling tone of that symbol or of the dream? So the emotion often can override the entire dream. So it's so important that you pay attention to how this dream makes you feel and what kind of emotions it brings up for you. So that's SADLE. That's my SADDLE formula for being able to interpret your dream.
And I'm sure you have tons of other tips and tools on your website, I Had the Strangest Dream, or you might want to check out Kelly's book, I Had the Strangest Dream, A Dreamer's Dictionary for the 21st Century. And you are listening to Maureen St. Germain. We have Akashic Record meetings, and we also have specials on our website. Right now, for this week only, you will actually be able to take advantage of the end of June special and the beginning of July special. We have them both running right now. And they give you large discounts on our products and our services. We have Arrow Mandala blends, which are essential oil blends for every kind of emotional wound. You may use them to clear shame, anger, frustration, being closed in, resentment, and more instantly. No more processing, just like an instant rebate. And they are very affordable. If you want to schedule an Akashic Records reading, you may call us toll free at 212-304-2123 or visit our website, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's 212-304-2123 or maureenstgermain.com. MaureenstGermain.com. Until we meet in the heavens, I'm wishing you a million blessings this day and this night. And I'm claiming for you a day of heaven on earth for you and everyone you meet.